What are you doing here, traveler? Don't you know the stories about these parts of the woods? Have you forgotten who guards this place? Maybe that's the reason you're traversing around here. I wouldn't be shocked, considering the slutty little outfit you're wearing. Short showing off all that thigh. It's almost like you're trying to tempt me. Refuse to believe that you don't know what you're doing. You know exactly how you look and how hard it would be for a dryad to resist you. Like your entire outfit was designed to tempt me as much as possible. As my vines wrap around your legs, thorns start to poke through, shredding what little fabric is left on your body. It's not like you're going to be needing it. It's keeping me from what I want. No, from what I deserve. No reason to play coy with me. You knew this was going to happen. You had to. The Velvet Glade has gotten a reputation amongst young travelers. Some don't believe in it. Others think it's a hoax. Only those that have made it through know the truth. As the vines climb higher, coiling around your fragile body, you feel more thorns poking into your skin. Hints of aphrodisiacs are pumped inside as you let out a cry. There's only one reason people walk through this part of the forest. Especially when it's getting so close to spring. You were curious about pollination, weren't you? Nodding your head, yes. You wanted to push your body. See if you had what it takes to grow a seed inside you all big and strong. Oh, I see it now. It's the ultimate challenge for an adventurer like yourself. It's not like I could lay the seed in the ground. It wouldn't be protected from the cold right now. I need a host. Someone who's willing to lend me their body. And that seems to be you, huh? Moaning out your yes. You feel yourself getting more turned on as the vines climb higher. Crawling around your body. You feel your arms being restrained behind your back. The more vulnerable you are, the more turned on you get as you feel wetness between your thighs. Didn't realize the aphrodisiacs would work like that, did you? Relaxing your muscles, making sure you're wet and open. Your body begins to prep itself in anticipation of the siege. Your body wants to be a good host. The aphrodisiacs just help ensure that, helping you settle into the constraints. You find your body starting to feel a bit floaty. You weren't horny before. But a few minutes with me is enough to get the blood to start flowing. You feel a pulsing between your thighs, but my vines ignore it, choosing to crawl higher up your body. You feel them crisscrossing over your chest, making sure your arms stay tightly behind you. You're not going to be needing them for this part, adventurer. They would only get in the way and slow things down. Like this, I can explore how I please. My vines memorizing every scar. I just want to pollinate you, Blossom. Think you would look so good with your belly filled with a new seed. The skin growing bigger with every day that passes. That's what you want too, isn't it? Oh, I know, I know. It sounds so good when it comes from me. Like you can't believe that you haven't been pollinated yet. It's only natural for an adventurer to be pollinated any time they walk into the Velvet Glade, right? Right. It's the price of passing through unharmed. It's not a steep price. It's one that you are more than happy to pay over and over again. Slowly being raised into the air, you feel your feet start to dangle, no longer touching the ground. The aphrodisiacs help keep you calm. You only feel the throbbing become more apparent as I tighten my hold on you. In this vine, the vine just keeps growing, keeps wrapping around you, coiling your body tightly, almost like an all-over hug. The pressure feels just wonderful. Didn't even notice that your clothing had fallen off because the thorns kept ripping it. Doesn't matter to you. You're too happy like this. You're feeling so good. Giving yourself over to me, enjoying the pleasure I bring. You can't find a decent reason to not enjoy this. Not when my vines feel amazing. Curling around your neck. It feels almost like a collar, doesn't it? Nodding your head yes. You try to move your arms, only to be stopped by my vines. They hold you back, keeping you where I've placed you. You don't need to move, Blossom. No. I'll position you how you actually need it. Enjoy the vines, how they slither against your exposed skin. A leaf pokes out from the one around your neck, starting to pet you. You lean into the gentle touch, trying to ignore how wet you're getting. This entire time, your hole has been opening itself up, making sure it's wet enough to take me. Extra chlorophyll has been provided to make things easier on your body as you moan into my touch. Taking that as a sign, I slip my vine between your lips, letting you get a taste. You're going to keep it in here, understand? That's a good host. Going to breed you from both sides. One seed in your hole, the other in your mouth. If one doesn't take, the other surely will. And if they both take, well, you're going to be on bed rest for the next few weeks. You can handle that, can't you? Answering so quickly, practically begging for it. The slick trails down your inner thigh. Shocked by how needy you are, the aphrodisiacs continue to pump through your body, making it easier for you to give yourself to me. Every touch has your nerves lighting up in pleasure as your whole aches around nothing. Left empty, It just doesn't feel right for a host. You're supposed to be bred full, to have a seed that you're growing inside you. At least, that's what your body's telling you. And if that's what your body's telling you, then you should probably listen to it. Continuing to suck the vine in your mouth, another one wraps lower around you, making its way towards your hips. You feel the tip tickling just outside your hole, watching as it flutters at the touch. A whine escapes your lips because that's the most you can say when you're stretched so full. Vine, stop coiling as I tighten my hold. Think you can take it, Blossom? Make me proud. Oh, the vine wastes no time slithering inside you, making itself at home. Oh, you feel amazing. Nice and tight. You start rocking back almost instantly. The aphrodisiac's insisting that you know what to do. You just gotta listen to them. Listen to what your body needs. It's okay, little breeder. I've got you. Dangling in my vines. As you look down, you see just how high up in the air you are. Better be careful to not squirm too much. You wouldn't want me to drop you. If it wasn't for the vine in your mouth right now, the whole forest would be filled with your moans. Just listen to you. You can't stop yourself. Feels so good to be fucked, knowing you're going to get pollinated next. It doesn't feel right being an empty host. You know you're supposed to be full. You know there's supposed to be a seed growing inside you. Your stomach getting bigger as you keep it safe. With how cold the ground is right now, there's no way you would be able to survive. That's why you're acting as an incubator. It's a privilege to be a dryad's breeder, isn't it? You knew that this was going to happen. You had to. I refuse to believe any other explanation. You knew what would happen if you walked through the velvet glades. You heard stories. People telling you how they got fucked by 2-3 dryads at once. Another one winding up in a web of vines almost similar to this. Each of those stories you heard only got you more turned on. You had to find this place for yourself. This was your goal the entire time, wasn't it, breeder? You might be able to fool others, might even be able to fool yourself. You can lie and say you were just passing through, that this was the quickest route, all of that good stuff. But I know the truth. I know what you are. You are a breeder, aren't you? And that's all you'll ever be. You don't need to worry about adventuring because that's not your place. You're supposed to suck vines and take seeds. You're loving every second of this. You can't get enough of my touch as your tongue circles the vine in your mouth. Swallowing around the earthy taste. It's delicious, almost distracting as I keep rotting into you, my vine fucking deeper with each thrust. I'm almost surprised you can take this much. Your hole's stretched out. That's good. Means you're going to be able to take the seed too. Swallowing around the vine in your mouth. It's almost too much as you moan around it. Those sounds completely dampened. Oh, I was so smart. Now you can make all the noise you want without alerting my friends. Otherwise, they would have already showed up. Would have decided that you are going to be the newest toy back at the Grove. I want to be the first one to breed you. I want to be the first one whose seed you feel. If you're going to turn into a pollinator, then I'm going to be the one that pops your cherry. After all, I'm the one that found you. I get first dibs. You feel my vine twisting just right inside you. When one thrusts out, the other thrusts in, making sure you're always full. If I had known how easy it was to make you feel good, I wouldn't have watched you for the past 10 minutes. It almost seems like a waste of my time because I definitely could have just started with this. Coiling my vines around you and wrapping you up. You stood no chance. Got so turned on, you couldn't help yourself. We're going to say yes to whatever I offered, weren't you? Yeah. You're going to look even sexier once you're pollinated, Blossom. Seeing you like this just doesn't feel right. It's like you're missing something. The bump. Looking down at you. Well, I know you were just made to be a host. To take as many seeds as possible. That's where you're going to thrive. Like this, it just feels weird. It feels empty. It's not right. But you don't care. You're enjoying yourself. Rocking your hips backwards, trying to fuck yourself deeper. It's feeling really good, and the aphrodisiacs certainly aren't helping, huh? They only push you closer to the edge, make things a bit more difficult as your pleasure builds quickly. That's thanks to the aphrodisiacs. Oh, you wish you could touch yourself. But you settle for the feeling of a leaf instead, stroking you in time with my hips. You better not come yet. You don't have permission. You gotta wait for that. You don't get to come whenever you want. Not here. That's not the game. That's not the rules. You only get orgasms if you're bred. You want to come, then you gotta take my seed. It's only fair, right? Oh, just listen to you. Breeders like yourself are always the most fun to fuck. So enthusiastic. It's like the thought of pollination is enough to get you off. I could probably just talk dirty and it would be enough for you. Such a filthy host. You can't get enough. Rocking, squirming. Oh, my vines are everywhere, pushing you closer to the edge. Can't wait until I see you walking through here. Bump protruding proudly, wanting to show me what you're growing inside. It's going to be so fucking sexy, Blossom. Oh. Swallowing the vine deeper into your mouth. You feel the pressure pick up from the other side. Are you going to come? You're not, because I'm not there yet. You need to wait for me, remember? You don't get to come until I fuck you, fool. Until I breed you with my seed. You can feel them starting to travel through the vines. You see the bump more than feel it, but oh, it's there. Oh, don't worry. You're going to take an adventure. You can handle it. Your whole stretches. So wallowing around the seed in your mouth, you run your tongue over the shape, trying to figure out how it's going to fit inside you. You forget it's going to fit from both ends. You're going to be bred both sides, just like a proper breeder. Oh, fuck. Oh, tightening yourself around me. You feel me immediately buck. Oh, that's too tight, Blossom. I can't. Oh, fuck. Are you going to come with me? Oh, you can do it. I know you can. Prove to me what a good breeder you are and let go. Go! Would you look at that? Seems both breedings were successful. You're going to have double the seeds. That's exciting, right? Nodding your head yes. You're starting to realize just how deep you got yourself in. Luckily, you don't seem to care as the vines start to lower you. Feeling them untangle themselves from you, you get usage of your arms first as the collar around your neck unravels. You feel yourself coming back as you look down at the massive bump from both seeds. Took them both like a proper breeder. You should be proud of yourself, Blossom. It normally takes a little bit of work to get a human up to this level of fertility. Almost seems like you were made to be a host. That the life of an adventurer is just, it's too much work. It's not like this didn't feel good, right? And you just love how my vines touch you, making you feel so safe and owned. It wouldn't be a terrible thing to find yourself here more often than not, would it? As my vines rearrange themselves beneath you, you find yourself in a nest of me. Your body easily settles into it, enjoying the gentle embrace. You're going to at least spend the night with me, right? It's not necessary, but I would appreciate it. I find myself enjoying your company. I don't normally take a liking to breeders like this, so I kind of want to keep the momentum going. I like you. You're cute and sweet and very good for breeding. What more could I need from a host? You've got a body that's perfect to be filled with seeds over and over again, turned into a little breeder for dryads like myself. It almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Then why don't you rest for now? Once you wake up from your little nap, I'll take you deeper inside the velvet glade. I know the girls Olive, Hazel, and Willow will be thrilled with my latest find. So rest easy, Blossom. Our journey begins when you wake up.